Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Dermot. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a small survey about issues in Phoenix. May I please have 4 minutes of your time to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, you do live in the area of Phoenix?
I live in Queen Creek, but that's the Phoenix area, I guess.
Okay. Now, the survey is in regards to the Levine area of Phoenix. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Curtis?
Yep.
Thank you, Curtis. Just a moment, so let me go and continue in English. Now, do you believe, or do you, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, would you, now I would ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. So this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, you are a male. Now, I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth to have on record that you are over the age of 18. What year were you born?
96.
Thank you. Excellent. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess probably just fair.
Just fair, okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each of these on a scale from a 1 to a 5. A 1 means that it would be very little to improve. Mean very little to improve quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number in between as well. To have more dining and entertainment options, what number would you give it?
2.
More shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses?
2.
More good paying jobs?
3.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance?
1.
More affordable housing options to buy or rent?
3.
More parks and
recreation?
4. Thank you.
4.
Thank you. Now, more parks and recreational opportunities?
0.
Okay. And better public transportation options?
Also 0.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. And would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you. Now, this next list is 5 in this list, and for each of these, this is about commercial development. So I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, tell me yes strongly, yes somewhat, or just a simple no if you would like to see more of this type of businesses in Levine.
Okay.
The first one is dollar stores and discount chains.
No.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yeah, strongly.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, strongly.
And the last one is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes, slightly.
Somewhat? Well, strongly.
Or somewhat, sorry, yeah.
Thank you. Alrighty, so we're at 57%, almost done. Now, in your own words, I'm going to be typing this in a little box. What types of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
What types of stores and businesses?
You would like
the big
to see,
one?
Oh, any,
yeah,
any the, just tell me which.
The big one is probably restaurants and stuff like that. Restaurants and entertainment.
Venues? Entertainment venues?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that information. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses or condominiums or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Oh, it's a huge problem.
So a very big problem then.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And the other one is the opposite. So this is regarding the cost. So how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, that how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Very big.
Thank you. Now, this four in this list is regarding different types of housing. Residential development, so I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. On each of these, also, yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or simple, no, if you'd like to see more of this kind of housing and living.
Yeah.
Single-family detached homes.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors. I'm sorry?
It's going to be yes, strongly for all of them, no matter what you say.
Okay. So I'm just going to read them. I'm going to go ahead and put a yes, strongly on it. So housing options
yes.
for seniors, townhouses, or attached homes. And also
yep.
multifamily housing, like apartments and condominiums, or condominiums.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Alright, so how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I've lived in Phoenix for 8 years.
8 years, so you lie in the 5 to 10 years. Okay, perfect. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home? Or are you living with your parents or friends?
I rent.
Thank you. This will be the last list, and this list consists of some proposals and to address housing costs and options in Levine. On these, tell me yes, you're in favor, or no, you oppose. There's a strong favor, somewhat opposed, and a strong oppose. The first one is changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Would that be in existing residential zones or just in new residential zones?
It's just zoning laws. Changing zoning laws. It doesn't say about replacing or in existing. Just zoning laws.
I guess I would say I'd probably need to hear more, but I'd probably
okay.
be somewhat opposed.
Okay, so somewhat opposed?
Yeah.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? Same?
Strongly.
Opposed? Or strongly in favor?
Strongly in favor.
Okay, thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Yeah, strongly support.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Same?
Strongly support.
And, there's two more. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with housing. This one is talking about replacing.
That's a great idea. Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Say that again.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oh, strongly support.
Thank you. So I just have three more questions, but these are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my master's degree. Is that what you
got? Okay. Yes, I do. Thank you. And what is the annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000.
$50,000 to $70,000.
Thank you. And finally, I know your name, but finally, strictly for verification purposes, only by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
Curtis.
Thank you, Curtis. It was my pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of this day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Crazy. Too bad there's no money involved today. Damn, dude. This guy was even louder a minute ago.